Well, it's obviously very disappointing. Never did we think that we'd start off 0-3, that we'd lose at home. You got to hand it to Cleveland. They're a good team. They have a stout front. But, it's all on our shoulders that we lost this game. And we had it. Could have done some more things throughout every quarter, especially in the fourth quarter, to secure the victory, and we didn't do it. As a group, I mean, we got to look at ourselves in the mirror and change this around quickly because, we are going to make sure this doesn't steamroll and snowball downhill because the season's going to start moving quickly. And we have the veteran leadership in this locker room to change things around, and we just got to come to work and make sure that things are fixed.
Such a fast start, and really we're putting up some yards in the first quarter. So what kind of changed as the game went on that made it tougher for you guys to move the chains, especially through the air?
Well, I mean, let's give them credit. They're good defense, but in reality, it's just our lack of execution. I mean, we need to execute for four quarters, and we can't have the ups and downs, and we'll have to look at the film and see how we can execute better. But we got to do better in the passing game. We got to complete balls, and we have to do a better job in the running game as well.
3rd and 5 at the end there. It looked like Greg had gotten some separation.
Yeah.
What did you see on that?
Missed him. I mean, bad throw. He was open. He did a great job on that route and beat man coverage, beat their best corner, and weren't able to convert. It hurt a lot. I mean, we want to keep us on the field and run down the clock and keep their offense off the field so we can win the game. And it's something we worked on all training camp, and we talk about every Friday about our form in an offense, and we just didn't execute it, and we gave them the opportunity to win the game, and they did so.
4 turnovers, you guys only turned into 10 points. The defense sets you up like that, I would imagine it's your job to make sure you score some points.
Yeah, it is. We want to score every possession we get, especially when there's a turnover. The defense played well, and we got to make sure that we do a better job of that, and we got to make sure that we don't turn the ball over. But the defense played well, and we had the opportunity to put up more points than we did.
Christian, to what degree do you hear the chants for Matt Cassel and the boos?
Well, I think it's impossible to not hear them, but I mean, look, we want to win just as bad as the fans, as bad as anyone else, and we're more disappointed than they are, and we got to give them something to cheer about.
Christian, how do you guys collectively just kind of pull things together here and make sure that, 0-3 doesn't become 0-4, 0-5?
We got to have the understanding that we are disappointed, but in this league, you can't let one week affect the next week. And I think we understand that we have a ton of good players. We have a ton of talent. We just got to keep finding what it's going to take to fix what we're doing. And we have this game in London. It's going to be a trip where we have to stay focused, and we're playing a great team in Pittsburgh, and we're going to have to make sure we prepare well. And then we have the bye week, but we need to secure a victory and change this around.
What do you think is the biggest thing right now, just kind of leading to that inconsistency?
I'm not sure. I mean, the whole thing is lack of execution. We'll have to see on the film, what the deal is. But I think all 22 guys, and special teams, we can all play better, and especially on the offense. I mean, we can control what we can control, and we have to fix it. I mean, otherwise, we're going to be 0-16.
What specifically do you have to execute better for running and passing?
I'm sorry? We'll see the film and see what exactly we'll have to fix. But again, it's just execution. We got to complete balls, and we got to make blocks. And I'm sure there's a ton of things we can do better.
What do you think went into that? You talk about that 3rd and 5 just being a bad throw. What went into it to make it a bad throw? Just were you on the move or pressured, or what do you think caused the bad throw?
It was a quick throw, and we'll have to see on film. I don't know. I mean, I kind of changed my throwing angle a little bit, but I just missed him. I missed a ball I can complete, 99 out of 100 times, and unfortunately that was the one miss.
Change your throwing angle to allow for pressure, or what? Why did you change the throw?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a guy in the window. I mean, it's all reaction, so I don't want to see on the film what exactly happened.
Your 3rd year, how frustrating is it to be still talking inconsistencies and lack of execution?
It's frustrating the fact that you as a team and myself not playing as well as we can. And to go and play like we did last year and then to come out and have an 0-3 start, it's very disappointing and very frustrating and not what we expected. And again, we have to change it. I mean, there's nothing like winning, and that's our ultimate goal every time we step out on the field is to win. So when that doesn't happen, you have a different result. It's very disappointing, and we can pinpoint a number of things throughout all four quarters that we could have done better.
Personally, do you feel like you're doing a good enough job putting bad plays behind you and moving on to the next one and not getting into a rut?
Absolutely. I think that's an area where I've grown a tremendous amount and not letting one play affect the other and just going out there and trying to play and take one play at a time.
You showed on a couple of those plays a little more fire than you typically do on the field. Is that just kind of game situation, or are you feeling needing to turn around and spark the team a little bit there?
No, I mean, it was a game situation, and, you know, I get into it a little bit, and, you know, just happened a couple times. I don't know. It's fun to play this game, and at the same time, I mean, you can feel the energy, everyone's will to and want to win the game, and sometimes just get caught up in the emotions.
Is there any doubt in your mind you're going to be the starting quarterback in week 4?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you know, you always want to win. I mean, it makes today hard, makes tomorrow hard, but by tomorrow afternoon, we're moving on to Pittsburgh, especially on that flight. Our focus is on to the next game. That's how this league works. You got to move on, win or loss, to the next week.
Good time to be going overseas?
I mean, either way, it's not a, I don't know. I mean, good time or bad time, I don't know. It's, you know, it's just another game for us. I mean, it's just a longer flight, so I think our guys are going to do a good job, and we've got to make sure that we do a good job of staying focused. And this is a business trip for us. I mean, we're not going out to have a vacation.
You look at the film and see some things, but you probably know already that the pocket was pretty unstable today. It was not a very safe place.
I don't know. I mean, and that's one thing is a benefit for me is my feet and my ability to move around and make plays, and didn't do a good job as I could have today. And they have a great front. I mean, they have one of the best front seven in the league, and they're going to make plays.